Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for March 23, 2015. I'm Faith Miller. Hundreds of actors gathered today in North Hollywood to protest the Actors' Equity Association's new 99-seat theater plan. The 99-seat plan would force theaters with fewer than 100 seats to pay actors a minimum wage. Currently, actors at these theaters aren't paid minimum wage. They're allowed to volunteer in exchange for expense stipends. Protesters worry the minimum wage requirement could force theaters to use fewer union actors or go non-union altogether. Reporter Alex Duplessis is on the scene. Alex, what's it like out there?
So on both sides of the street, there are protesters, and they're all... Am I lying?
Yes, what are they doing? Sorry, we seem to be having technical difficulties. We'll try to get that live hit to you later in the show. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has become the first Republican to make the leap into the 2016 presidential elections. Allison Brett reports.
In a speech in Virginia, he positioned himself as a religious conservative with plans to repeal Obamacare and abolish the IRS. Cruz is best remembered for his 21-hour speech against the Affordable Care Act on the Senate floor in 2013. Professor Dora Kingsley Vertenten says jumping into the presidential race early is a necessary step for Cruz.
He needed to get in front of Rand Paul's announcement, and he needed to be out in front of Jeb Bush in terms of raising money, particularly from his base, if he was going to have any viability longer term to stay in the race and talk about his issues.
Cruz will serve as a voice to energize the base of the Republican Party.
From both the conservative Christians and the Southern voters that he represents, he'll probably be able to get some issues discussed.
The country will have to wait to see if Cruz can pull ahead in this year's election. Allison Brett, Annenberg Radio News.
Ebola has not come to Los Angeles. The patient who was taken to an L.A. County hospital last night tested negative for the deadly virus. According to health officials, the patient had recently returned from Africa and showed symptoms of Ebola, including a fever. Today is the anniversary of the signing of the Affordable Care Act. Cassidy Waters spoke with a health expert on the progress of Obamacare thus far.
5 years ago, President Obama faced scrutiny for his plan to give every working American health care. Now, close to 12 million people have signed up for the program. Director of Health Insurance Studies at UCLA's Center for Health Policy Research, Shayna Charles, believes the act has lived up to expectations, especially in California.
And so now we have, you know, over 2 million more enrollees in our Medi-Cal program and about 1.7 million more in the private coverage with Covered California. So that's fantastic. And there's no question that's been a great success.
Despite this progress, there are still some hurdles to overcome.
Of course, there's still a problem of being underinsured. Ask anybody who's got health insurance, and most of them are, you know, unhappy with some aspect of how much they have to pay or trying to get to see a doctor.
Although it's a slow process, Charles says it's an important first step in providing people with the health care coverage they need. Charles hopes the act can sustain its momentum and reach its ultimate target of 30 million people. Cassidy Waters, Annenberg Radio News.
Mayor Eric Garcetti spoke at Town & Gown this morning to address the city's efforts to fight veteran homelessness in L.A. County. Alana Bracken joins us live in the studio with more.
Mayor Garcetti has promised to end veteran homelessness by the end of this year. His administration has established a threefold plan to offer veterans access to jobs, housing, and services to smooth their transition after serving abroad. The effort contributes to the U.S. Veterans Association's End Veteran Homelessness Initiative, which the Obama administration established in 2010. The Joint Chiefs of Staff's Office of Reintegration focuses on transitioning veterans back into the civilian sector. Special Assistant to the Chairman, Jim Eisenhower, says the government has a responsibility to help servicemen and women after their military term is ended.
The Department of Defense has no statutory obligation for these men and women after they've served, but everyone wearing a uniform and everyone in DOD feels a moral obligation to put time and effort into making sure that these men and women, as they transition, are successful.
Linda Miles Mitchell, a member of the Board of Directors for the United States Veterans Initiative, was a homeless vet herself. She has seen a drastic improvement in services since she sought help back in 1994.
Today, there's so many different organizations, agencies, entities working on that cause to end homelessness that it can be done.
These services are vital in LA, which has the least affordable housing in the country. According to Garcetti, over 50% of veterans spend more than 50% of their entire income on housing. The mayor insists, however, that his end-of-the-year goal is attainable.
6,500 homeless vets that we know of in LA County last year, and we really only worked the last two-thirds of the year, we housed 3,500 of them, and we are on track to end veterans' homelessness here in the city of Los Angeles.
With 60,000 veterans expected to return to LA in the next few years, the steps taken now in veteran aid are vital. Alana Bracken, Annenberg Radio News.
Starbucks baristas stopped writing the words "race together" on coffee cups today. Andy Vasoyan has more on the company's controversial initiative to spark a conversation about race in America.
Starbucks' Race Together campaign drew fire on social media, and some said the company should stick to serving coffee and keep out of conversations about race. But Starbucks spokesman Jim Olson says the company had always planned for the campaign, which ended today, to last just a week. Some customers say it was a good move, even if they were criticized.
Yeah, it's a conversation that needs to happen.
It's way better trying than not doing anything about it.
Starbucks says they also plan to hold forum discussions and co-produce pieces in USA Today about race. One South LA woman says the coffee giant won't make a real impact until it moves into more diverse neighborhoods.
When you start going east on Slauson, there are no Starbucks. And that's where a lot of, I'll say, the problems would start if there was a race issue. So if mainstream doesn't want to acknowledge areas of Los Angeles that really need attention, you're never going to straighten things out.
Starbucks plans to open more stores in minority neighborhoods, and CEO Howard Schultz said in a memo that while there has been criticism of the initiative, the company never expected universal praise. Andy Vasoyan, Annenberg Radio News.
And now we bring you our story from earlier about the Actors Equity Association protest. Here's Alex Duplessis on the scene. Alex, what's it like out there?
Hi, traffic outside the Actors Equity Association here on Tahonga Avenue has slowed as protesters line up both sides of the street. Protesters are carrying signs and chanting after a two-mile march from their starting point further south in North Hollywood. And right now it's quiet, but chants are sure to pick up.
So have you spoken to any protesters? What are they saying?
Yeah, I've spoken with a few protesters. Mainly they're saying that this new act to have 99-seat theaters or greater pay this minimum wage is really hurting their industry, and what it's going to do to them is, well, it far outweighs the benefits of the $15 or $13 minimum wage that they earn.
Thank you so much, Alex. That was Alex Duplessis live on the scene. Former NFL player Darren Sharper pleaded no contest this morning to charges that he drugged and raped two women in California. Sharper faces similar charges in other states, including two sexual assaults in Arizona that he also pleaded guilty to today. His attorney says he'll serve about 9 years in prison total for both sentences. Members of a Brentwood community are banding together against the suspension of a middle school teacher. Stephanie Case reports.
Dozens of students and parents protested today to bring an eighth grade history teacher back to Paul Revere Middle School. The teacher, Stephen Carnine, was suspended for allegedly making racist remarks. A parent filed a lawsuit against Carnine for statements he made during a class discussion about racial stereotyping. He allegedly said things like, "Michael Brown was a thug who deserved to die," and "Jews like to hoard money." Carnine's supporters say his words were taken out of context. Stephanie Case, Annenberg Radio News.
The polarizing educational volunteer program Teach for America is losing steam after 15 years of growth. Sarah Windham reports on the fight over TFA in South LA.
Hannah Wynn decided she wanted to become a teacher when she was in high school. And by freshman year of college, she had decided how.
I personally was a big fan of Teach for America. I wanted to teach for America my freshman year. Was visiting their table at every career fair because I thought that it was the best avenue for me to pursue teaching.
But as she became more involved in education reform, she began hearing criticisms.
And it's really an insult to the profession of teaching to think that you can train somebody in 2 months and then stick them in an urban classroom and they could do wonders with kids is a joke.
Jose Lara teaches social studies at Santee High School in South LA, and he's an education equality advocate. He thinks TFA should require more than a 2-year commitment.
Far too many just use it as a stepping stone to other careers, and our students and our children shouldn't be stepping stones.
Hannah, now a junior, has decided not to join TFA because of these problems. But most students considering joining TFA are not as involved in the education equality movement. In fact, most aren't even planning on having careers in education, according to USC Professor of Education Julie Slayton.
People graduating from these same universities are finding other opportunities and don't find the need to go into to Teach for America in order to pursue whatever their employment trajectory is, because the economy has started to turn around and there are more job opportunities.
But as long as there are people like Crystal Geither, Teach for America will survive.
I had an offer from Nestle, I had an offer from Toyota, and I also had an offer from Southern California Edison.
She decided to join TFA anyway.
To be with kids that are denied, they have been denied for years and years, the right to an excellent education, and to give them that opportunity, like, that's what I want to be a part of. That's the civil rights movement that we are fighting today, and I would choose it again if I had a chance to.
This is Sarah Windham for Annenberg Radio News.
Robert Zapato was studying to be an architect when his friends convinced him to try stand-up comedy. Now, almost 2 decades later, the LA-based comedian uses physical comedy and playful humor to appeal to a mass audience. He spoke with Taylor Haney about what he does to avoid being stereotyped.
So what was like the moment that you really knew that you had to be a comedian?
The first time I went up at an actual comedy club, not knowing how the system works, and it was an open mic night. Paid the $5, you get your orange juice or whatever you want to drink. And so I'm like, oh, cool, we have a crowd. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, and they're all comedians. And I had them all laughing. That's when everybody was like, dude, you got to come do my room. And here I am 17 years later, still going at it.
My name is Robert Zapata.
So you do this bit on your name.
My American name is Bob Shu.
The reason why I created that bit is to try to expand myself as a comedian. It's unfortunate that nowadays people stereotype and people put people in boxes based off their perception of what they look like. So I was trying to break that.
Doesn't that mean shoe? No, it doesn't mean shoe. Zapata is a shoe. Zapata is a high heel.
That was my thought process and trying to relate with everybody and allow non-Hispanic people to be a part of my material. I don't want to be just like, my whole crowd is all Hispanic people. Before, I used to say, yeah, even Hispanic people are like, doesn't that mean shoe? I mean, aren't you Mexican? Don't you know Spanish? No, I don't speak Spanish. Suburban, you know, soccer mom. Hola, ¿cómo estás? And you're like, oh, you're talking to me in Spanish? And you're like, sí. ¿Por qué no hablas español? I'm like, no, I don't speak Spanish. You know, it's like, how is this happening?
How does immigration reform figure into your comedy?
It'll help me learn. You know, because now it'll make me more aware of what's going on.
You mean starting to do comedy on that?
Yeah, comedy on that. You know, that's one thing as a comedian, like I've yet to hit the political part. Political humor, you have to really be on top of your game. You got to know what you're talking about. You got to know all the angles. And that's my next step in my comedy career, because I think that's, I've noticed that every comedian who's actually touched on politics, they've excelled, because now they go, oh, hey, this guy's the thinker. He's smart. You know, he's not just pulling from his family. He's actually going outside of his family. Because in my baby, he's half white, half Mexican. So it's like, it's going to be interesting for him, you know? How is he going to be raised? And like, what side is he going to take? And we're going to make sure that he knows it all. You know, I'm going to make him well-rounded.
You are about to be, or maybe already are, a father?
I'm about to be, like, any second. Yeah. Today, tomorrow, who knows? It could happen right now. You know what I mean? This might be.
That's it for this Monday. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Faith Miller. Our newscast producer is Stephanie Case. And Victor Figueroa is the executive producer. Our board operator is Lexi McAvinci. Thanks for tuning in.